really it was a case of how do we get stuff in. The team on the ground were reporting back very quickly once they'd arrived. Mark Pearson was really the lead guy in terms of solving the logistics problem. It became pretty obvious from his comments that the airport was out, the seaport was out, and the whole world was trying to get aid people, which was causing its own problems. There wasn't enough prioritisation of flights in. And it also became apparent that we were running the risk of, if we did get flight slots into Port-au-Prince, then we were in danger of bumping other people out of the flight plan. And at that stage, the search and rescue phase was still ongoing. And what we didn't want to do was have, in any way, to slow the flow of medical aid or search and rescue or, you know, some of those key services that were ongoing. One of the things we were very lucky was having, you know, we've got a large number of very, very high quality volunteers, the SRTs, and they can turn their hand to pretty much anything. So it wasn't just a case of putting SRTs into the disaster area to solve the problem. It was hard to comprehend at the time, let alone imagine beforehand. I think we were very lucky. I mean, they're a fantastic bunch, the SRTs. We're very lucky that we have people with such a huge amount of initiative, and that's the key thing, really. I mean, we try and teach them everything we've learnt over the last 10 years, which is a lot, but a lot of it is not really. We're not teaching them kind of what to think. We're teaching them kind of how to think, just to get them to use their initiative to solve those problems, to use force of personality to get things done, to be, you know, compassionate. To the people we're trying to help. But yeah, we're very lucky. I mean, they're a great bunch and they did some fantastic work. Without the tremendous support we've had, we couldn't have achieved anything like the level of aid we gave out to, you know, tens of hundreds of thousands of people who've benefited. You know, there's a huge ongoing effort in Haiti and, you know, emergency phase is still ongoing, arguably. You know, the level of transitional shelter that's gone up in Haiti is absolutely minimal. People are still living in tents, still living under tarpaulins. So I think we were tremendously fortunate that we had the enormous level of support, both from our donors and from our SRTs, and from those people who, you know, gave their time, if not their money. It's been a massive effort on all sides. I think we've also learned a huge amount. I think people cannot underestimate the amount of organisational learning that we've achieved. So not only have we managed to help lots of people through direct aid in terms of receiving funds and distributing boxes, but also the intangibles that have also benefited Shelterbox and will therefore benefit other disasters is the learning, the way in which we've worked with other agencies. We can do that much more quickly now. We have got a huge bank of learning in our SRTs who now understand what it means to be in a large emergency, working with multi-agencies, working with, you know, mindless complications and in very difficult and stressful environments. And so there's a huge amount of learning there from an operational point of view, which will definitely benefit, you know, many, many other people going forward.